Hello and welcome to another episode of the Redefine Yourself podcast. My name is Emmanuel. Today, I'll be discussing about flaw, how we can accept our flaw. Flaw is a mark, blemish, or other imperfection which mars a substance or object. A flaw in a person means he is our weakness. Everyone has flaws. That makes us human because we are all imperfect. We live in a world where everyone is pretending to be flawless, but that can be damaging because we all have weaknesses, and it is important to accept your flaws no matter how difficult it seems. Most of us were taught to hide our flaws, but if you hide your flaw, if you run away from it, you are denying your very own self that which makes you unique. Here are some tips on how to accept your flaws. Acknowledge your flaws. Yes, the first thing we have to do, you have to acknowledge our flaws. Sit down, write it down, acknowledge that yes, we are flawed, we are humans. By doing that, it will make us want to appreciate our flaw more. Second, use your flaw as a guide to self-improvement. This is so true. Because when you write down your flaw and you look for a way to improve in it, like these days on the internet, body shaming is popular. People shame celebrities because they are adding weight. So sometimes you have to write your flaws, you have to write down your action plan. How do you want to improve? Do you want to do something about it? If you don't, then it's okay. Love yourself the way you are. Don't let anyone's opinion be the reason why you are being depressed. Thirdly, your weakness. The weakness can be a strength. How is that so? Look for a way to flip it through. Did they say that you are poor in speaking? People don't want to listen to you because they believe you are poor in speaking. Let's take an example. Look at Shakira. When she was younger, her class teacher told her she sounds like a goat. Someone like her could have been like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. But she used that weakness to be her strength, and now she is one of the highest paid singers in the world. Fourthly, stop trying too hard. If you try to improve and it is not working, good. It's okay. You don't have to kill yourself because your flaw is holding you back. No, move on. Don't let anyone's opinion be the reason. 5. Don't let your flaw hold you back. True, true, true. Don't ever let your flaws hold you back. Keep moving. Second, don't compare yourself with anybody. People comes and say, oh, I'm size this, you are size that, you don't fit in the crowd, you don't fit in the crowd. You have to differentiate yourself from them and don't compare yourself with them. Don't go into depression because of these people. Then next, we'll be discussing how we can benefit, as how accepting our flaws can benefit us. When you accept your flaws, it actually benefits you. Now, this is the benefit of accepting your flaws. When you accept your flaws, the benefits include you will give up the need to fit in or impress us, which is true. You may likely practice self-compassion and self-forgiveness. You will feel good about who you are. You won't compare yourself to others. You will judge or criticize yourself less. You won't be affected by other people's opinion. You will attract people who accept you for who you are. You will learn to be better leveraged at your flaws. Yes, don't let people's opinion bother you. Now, there are some risks of not accepting your flaws. Let's explore that. If that's tough, risk include, if you live, you will live your life according to others people's opinion or expectation of you. You will be self-critical. You won't be happy with who you are or who you are becoming. You are more likely to do things that ain't aligned with who you are. You will generate self-doubt, which can lower your self-confidence. When you accept your flaws, it will take away the need to lower your standard and measure up to what people believe or are expecting from you. You don't have to lower your standards. You have to stand up for who you are. There is a very lovely quote. Let me see if I could get that quote. A very lovely quote I came across, and the quote talks about flaw. Okay, trying to get the quote. Okay, here is the quote. Say, when you learn to accept your flaws instead of picking at them and magnifying them, you create a healthy environment for yourself. You begin to nurture yourself in all the right ways. You become stronger, more resilient, more confident, and you begin to understand that even with your flaw, you are still beautiful, and even with your flaw, you are still loved. Beautiful quotes. Another quote here is, once you accept your flaws, no one can use them against you, which is true. You don't have to struggle with your flaws. No one can use them against you. Another quote I came across is, to conquer your flaw, you must first accept them. True, because when you learn to accept your flaws, you forgive yourself and give yourself a chance to conquer. Yes, accept your flaws. Don't let people's opinion bring you down. Always be you, because you are unique in your own way. You don't let people reshape your life. No. Be the author of your life. You are with the pen. Write your life history the way you want it to be. Don't let other people's opinion to be the reason why you follow this way. Because sometimes when you follow their opinion, you actually end up worse than you are. So this is where we'll be coming to an end of this episode. Please, 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 and please subscribe. Share it with your friends and whoever will need this. Please support the podcast by liking pages. We're on Facebook, we are Instagram. The links are below, and you can support this podcast. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Redefine Yourself podcast. Until then, remain blessed and keep rocking.